This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome to the Radiothon edition of Well here on Joy 94.9. Jason and Tex with you tonight from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. Thanks as always to Doug and the Rainbow Report team for another great show. Good evening, Jason, and how are you, my dear, tonight?
I'm well, but I'm a little disappointed that Adam's not here with us this evening.
That's right. Now, Adam, we normally have on our show, on the Radiothon show, all three hosts together in the studio, but unfortunately Adam had to go home sick. So, Adam, if you're listening at home, A, we are going to play the song that you wanted us to play, and B, we hope you get better soon and we hope to see you back at work tomorrow.
But what are we going to be talking about this week on the show, Tex? Is it extra special because it's extra special Radiothon?
Well, it is extra special tonight. Look, we're going to be chatting with each other. We're going to be chatting with Josh West. Josh is from the United States of America, from San Francisco. He works in the adult entertainment industry.
Doing what exactly?
Well, he's a porn star.
Ah, there we go.
And he also volunteers at a HIV rapid testing site in San Francisco, which is called Magnet. So we're going to be asking him about that, about the other work he does in the industry, the porn industry, and then why he's in Melbourne, because he's in Melbourne for a specific reason this weekend. So we'll be asking him about that. Now, we are encouraging our listeners, I think we'll say tonight, to call in and to call our phone room volunteers. And we'd like to thank immediately Mark, Heath and Brent, who are waiting for your call on your smartphone or your home phone. All you need to do is call 1-300-JOY-949.
I think if there's any reason to become a member or to renew your membership is to show appreciation for Tex's adoption of new technology with and platforms and smartphones and devices, tablets, Tex.
Indeed. I do have a Twitter account now, as you know, Jason.
I know. It's very, very exciting.
Yeah, I'm thrilled with Twitter. I'm enjoying tweeting.
You seem to enjoy reading my tweets about television programs.
Indeed. Well, especially...
meaningful.
Yours are about commercial TV, which you know I don't watch.
I know. Well, actually, you do watch occasionally, but you just won't admit it.
Jason...
But if people do want to call to join or renew their membership... What are the membership options?
Well, Jason, you can call us on 1-300-JOY-949, and that's to renew or to join up. Renew your membership or to join up for the very first time. Or if you don't want to do that, you can just ring up and make a donation. But the membership costs are really simple. Single membership is $72 for a year. Now, I can tell you, because I heard them on GPS on Sunday morning, they worked it out. It's only $1.50 a week for a single. $72 works out to be $1.50 a week.
You don't even have to give up a coffee.
That's right. Concession is $36. If you're under 18, it's $22. A family can join up, and that's two adults with children and pets and teddy bears and all sorts of things for $96. And if you're a business or an organisation, you can join for just $165. So, Jason, what is the number we're asking them to call?
1-300-JOY-949.
Indeed. This is the Radiothon edition of Well here on Joy 94.9. We're inviting you to get your passport to the world. And tonight, we're travelling around the world with our music. This one is from Canada, and it was chosen by Adam. Oh, indeed. This is Joy 94.9, and it's the Radio-a-thon edition of the show. So get online at any time and support Joy by becoming a member. joy.org.au. Joy to the world.
We've actually got a renewal online already.
A renewal online already? Fantastic.
Yeah, Miranda from South Yarra. Thank you very much for that renewal.
Oh, Miranda, welcome. Welcome back to the Joy, for your continuing existence with the Joy family. The song we just heard, of course, was Alanis Morissette. It was chosen by our co-host, Adam, who's sick tonight, and it was called You Learn. So thank you, Adam, for that first track. And Jason, there's a track from you later on during the show.
I know. It's kind of... I thought it was a bit... peculiar that the Canadian track was chosen by Adam and not by me.
Oh, yeah, but, you know.
I'll go for the States, clearly.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it is the time of the show, isn't it, Tex?
Oh, it's shuffle the paper time. Yep.
And switch gears and get straight into the news.
It is indeed. Now, Jason, the story we've got tonight, it has come from AIDSMAP. We do bang on about AIDSMAP all the time, but it is a fantastic website for stories on HIV and other sexually transmitted infections. We will be loading this story onto our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy. And the story is called, or titled, Deciding What's Risky. Australian gay men pay more attention to the sexual act than to their partner's HIV status or their HIV viral load.
Indeed. It's actually, it's always nice when there's a story from AIDSMAP that's based on some local research. And this was a study that was done out of Sydney by researchers that are behind the annual Gay Community Periodic Surveys. Now, those are surveys that happen across the capital cities in Australia. It happens yearly here in Melbourne and twice a year in Sydney. And they wanted to kind of get a sense of... they wanted to explore the nuanced understandings of HIV transmission risk and how that was associated to... you know, specific practices, particularly when guys are using risk reduction practices that don't include condoms.
Yep.
So they included a couple of questions to assess risk assessments in the 2010 Sydney Gay Community Periodic Survey. And they asked men to rate the likelihood of HIV transmission during sex with a casual partner. So they gave them a series of specific sexual behaviors and in... whether or not the partner was be either HIV negative, HIV positive with an undetectable viral load, or HIV positive with a detectable or medium slash high viral load. And then they had to kind of rate their transmission risk on a 5-point scale going from very unlikely to very likely.
And the individual respondents had different answers, of course, but in terms of the average or the medium activities, they were rated as follows. Like, very unlikely was protected anal intercourse, where whatever the partner's HIV status or viral load. No behaviours. Neither likely or unlikely were insertive unprotected anal intercourse and withdrawal. And again, that's whatever the partner's HIV status or their viral load. Insertive unprotected anal intercourse and ejaculation with an HIV negative or an undetectable HIV positive partner. And receptive unprotected anal sex and withdrawal with an HIV negative partner.
Now, you know, what the results essentially show is that respondents took account of both the specific sexual activity as well as the partner's health status in their assessment of the risk, but the sexual activity carried much more weight in their decision making than the partner's HIV status or viral load. What I thought was particularly interesting was that when they looked at the men overall, they also found that younger men perceived risks in general to be lesser than did older men, and men with less education perceived risks to be lower than men with a university education. They go on to talk about the fact that any men who had not had an HIV test in the past year also tended to evaluate risks as being lesser than other men. And when they controlled for some of the other factors associated with the low risk assessments, they found that men who reported unprotected anal sex with a casual partner in the last 6 months had a different view when it came to transmission risks when compared to those men who had consistently used condoms. Mm-hmm. So what they found is that the guys who had reported not using condoms in the past 6 months at any state at any point in time were more likely to associate lower risk assessments than guys who consistently used condoms in the past 6 months.
Now, we're going to put this up on our Facebook page. Is it already there, Jason?
It's there.
Good heavens. You can whip over to facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy and you'll be able to see that. We need to hear some important community service announcements. Your passport to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. Joy to the World Radiothon 2013. We encourage you to call now. 1-300-JOY-949. Indeed. Do make that phone number now. If Neil Mitchell is going to tell you to do it, we are going to insist you do it. This is the Radiothon edition of Well, Well, Well. Join us on the journey. Joy to the World Radiothon 2013. Call now, 1-300-JOY-949. Or if you're online, you can join online, joy.org.au.
But be sure to keep those boys busy out there.
Indeed, at the moment they're sitting around gas bagging, so we need that phone to ring. Now, Jason, we have a different sort of show tonight, whereas we'd normally have a guest that we would take through the entire show. We do have a guest on the phone later tonight.
A very special guest.
But now we're going to talk about a couple of snippets of different information throughout the show.
Yeah.
And the first one's really exciting. And I actually saw that this is on our website at work, on the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre's website.
It is. It's one of many exciting projects that are going to be coming up in Melbourne in the lead up to the International AIDS Conference, which is happening here in July of next year. Mm. And this is a new art project that is being put together by the folks at Ballet Lab in partnership with the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. And it's called Kingdom, and it's a performance-based project on the stories of people living with HIV to be constructed through movement and visual art-based workshops for public presentation at the conference in 2014.
Look, it's really good. And what they're doing is asking people to come along. Come along and hear what they're planning. You can register your interest about participating in this particular work. And it's going to, look, it's, we'll be giving you information of how to get involved with it, but it's being run by Philip Adams Ballet Lab. How could I say Battle Lab? It may be Battle to Get the Places. But through the lens of history, Kingdom will take your experiences of HIV/AIDS and those of the broader affected community here in Victoria to become an expression of physical utopias. Kingdom is going to encourage participants to discover and articulate their individual kingdom of utopia. So what defines and what shapes this? Who are we? How do we define our identities? You know, from the outside and the inside, the changing impact of HIV diagnosis. The people involved are actually going to be the ones answering those questions and deciding for themselves as to, well, what process will they undertake to actually explore their individual kingdoms of utopia.
It's pretty cool because it involves a bunch of individuals in a series of workshops that are designed specifically to kind of explore those stories. And they do so in collaboration with choreographers and other artists to try to create a really striking and really human performance experience that's presented through some contemporary art. And so what they're essentially looking for is some participation from within the community, and that's men, women, children of all ages, regardless of culture, to join them on this coming Wednesday, the 12th of June, at 6 p.m. for an evening introduction to Kingdom. the lead artists, which are Philip Adams and Andrew Hazelwinkle, will be there to discuss their vision for Kingdom and explain the range of ways through which people can be involved in this project. So if you want more information, as you mentioned, text, it is up on the Victorian AIDS Council website. So go to vicaids.asn.au. And that's for more information about the Kingdom Art Project, which is all about, you know, lived stories of
HIV and experiences, indeed. And look, the meeting that they're having on Wednesday, the 12th of June, it's not going to take all night. They're expecting it to start at 6 o'clock and to be over by 7. And it's going to happen in Commercial Road, South Yarra, at the Positive Living Centre, one of those places we talk about all the time.
Too easy. Now, we have had a couple of messages come in.
Already.
Happy Radiothon. They were Sammy and Andy were loving Alanis. She's amazing. She is amazing. She also happens to be Canadian, which is also very amazing. And thanks you for all the hard work you put in for such an amazing and important show.
That's lovely to say that to both of us. That's gorgeous.
And another message from Nurse James. Wow, boys, that's a lot of stuff about sex.
Oh, James, you ain't heard anything yet.
Exactly. Stay tuned because we've got Josh West coming up.
Indeed. This is the Radiothon edition of Whoa, Whoa, Whoa on Joy 94.9, a celebration of pride. Joy to the World Radiothon 2013. Call now 1300 Joy 949. And of course, that was ABBA with What We Want You to Do Right Now. That's Ring, Ring. Call now 1300 Joy 949. Joining Jason and I on the phone is our very special international guest here in Melbourne this weekend to launch our Up Close and Dirty campaign. We welcome Josh West. Good evening, Josh, and welcome to Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9.
Good evening. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you with us, Dahl. Now, Josh, your name may be familiar to our listener, or perhaps not. Can you share with us perhaps your paid area of employment? What do you do, Dahl?
Okay. I actually do porn for a living, so I make porn movies.
Oh.
Very exciting. Is there a particular studio that you work with, Josh?
I actually started with Titan, but now I work with most all studios.
Oh, fantastic. Now, Josh, are your videos exclusively for men who have sex with men, or do you do heterosexual videos as well?
I have done one. I call it Straight for Pay.
Right.
I've done one Straight for Pay movie with kink.com, and it was a great scene with a woman and another man.
Oh, so you did a threesome.
It was a threesome, yes.
Oh, gorgeous.
So that's the only other thing that I've done. The rest has all been sex with men.
Okay. Now, Josh, you also volunteer in San Francisco, and that's for a HIV rapid testing site. Now, what's the site called? And perhaps, really interesting, why do you volunteer to do this sort of work?
Okay. The facility is called Magnet. Mm-hmm. And I actually started volunteering last October, and the reason I did is there were quite a few of my friends. There were four friends in the last year and a half that actually converted and became HIV positive.
Oh.
And in that process, I was kind of there to talk with them through that process and to be there for them, to listen and just kind of be there to be a friend for them. And that kind of led me into wanting to do this a little bit more and to develop a career with doing volunteer work there. So that's what led me to it.
Now, you might be aware that we too are soon about to open a similar kind of rapid test site here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Can you maybe share a little bit with our listener a little bit about the process? Is it just a service for gay men?
Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about the process. Our primary focus is on men that have sex with men.
Yep.
But we also do target transgender male to female patients as well. So we have those two target markets. But if straight people do come into the clinic or lesbians, or we do actually do the rapid HIV testing for them as well.
Yep.
We don't provide any of the other services such as syphilis screening or screening for gonorrhea or chlamydia or anything like that. We majorly keep that to just the men that have sex with men.
Yep.
And for the transgender community, the male to female.
And Josh, what sort of rapid test do you use? Which technology is it that you use with your clients at Magnet?
We use what they call a stat pack, and it is a 20-minute test. So in 20 minutes, the results come back.
All right. Now, Josh, we need to just stop for a couple of seconds to hear some community service announcements. Are you happy to stay on the line and we'll come back and chat to you some more?
Sure, that's no problem.
Okay, now everybody get online. You've heard Josh. He's got a gorgeous voice. He wants you to support Joy by becoming a member. joy.org.au for your online membership, or call now and keep those boys who are sitting around doing nothing in the phone room 1300-JOY-949 from anywhere in Australia for the cost of a local call. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. This is a Joy 94.9, and in fact it is the Radiothon edition. Joy costs $20,000 a week to get to go on air. That's about $3,000 a day. Your membership goes towards operational costs like equipment and rent and license fees. Joy to the World Radiothon, only made possible if you ring 1300-JOY-949.
It actually helps pay for the phone line that we're speaking to Josh Westu on right now.
Indeed it does. Did you say we have someone else to mention who's renewed?
We've had a couple of memberships, yes.
On the strength of hearing Josh's voice.
Most definitely.
Oh,
we've got Deb from Reservoir and mm-hmm. Felix from Reservoir. It's going off in Reza.
It's going off in Reservoir.
And Yen Wei Chu from Nunawading.
Oh, thank you very much, my dears. That's lovely. Now, Josh is still with us on the phone. Josh West. Now, we would just wanted to have just a few more questions about the HIV rapid testing service that you volunteer with in San Francisco, which is, as you said, it's called Magnet. Josh, what are the rates of guys testing HIV positive? Like, is it heaps of guys testing positive, or do most people test HIV negative?
It's about it fluctuates between 1-2% of all the clients that we see. So it's a fairly small number in the overall numbers, but still substantial. We see about 14,500 patients each year.
14,500?
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so 1-2% of that, you know, equates to quite a few in the community. So.
Now, I'm assuming that you're one of the people that does the testing and provides results. Are you, you know, is Magnet run by doctors, or you know, do you have a medical background, or are you just a peer doing the services?
Yeah, I'm just a peer that's doing this. We go through a training through the Department of Public Health.
Yeah,
and they train us on specific techniques of helping people to explore their feelings and to talk about sex.
Yeah.
So there are certain techniques that we learn through that training. But then we're just kind of thrown into this situation, and we just make it work how we want it to work. So it's a lot of our personal flavor is added into it as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Now Josh, in your role as actually talking with people who are getting the test, have you actually had to ever tell any guys that their test has come back HIV positive?
Yes. There's been actually two clients that I've had where the test did come back positive.
Right. And how did they cope with getting a result like that? Is it shutdown or acceptance, or, you know, well, how do they cope?
Yeah, each of them had kind of a different response. Mm-hmm. The first person kind of just shut down. He kind of got really quiet, kept saying, "I can't believe this, I can't believe this," and then just kind of sat there and contemplated it for a little bit. A lot of the process, we actually just let them sit with the emotion for a while. And then when they're able to actually express what's going on, we move further in the process with them. With the second person, he actually didn't want to talk. He just said, "I need to leave now," and he got up and he left the room. So it was a very different experience.
Now, Josh, for you, how do you as a gay man cope when you have to do that, like share the news with a client that they may be HIV positive? Do you get any professional supervision when you're doing this work?
We really don't have anything in place right now that actually gives us that supervision. There is a volunteer coordinator that we could go to and process things with, yes. But he's not specifically trained in anything like that. I do have my own counseling that I go through, and it helps me in that process, definitely.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. Josh, you are here in Melbourne to launch the Up Close and Dirty campaign or website as part of the larger Down and Dirty website. Where can guys go along and see you this weekend?
Okay. Tomorrow night, I will be at Circuit Bar from 9 p.m.
Yep.
We're going to be playing a pool tournament, so that should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday night, we'll be at the Laird Hotel from 9 p.m. as well. And there's going to be a demo, leather demo, things like that going on there that night.
Oh, delicious, yes.
And then on Sunday, we will be doing two events. The first one in the morning is going to be at Wet on Wellington from 10 a.m. And then later on that afternoon, we're going to be doing another event at Club 80 from 3 p.m.
Okay, cool. And I've got to ask, if you're playing pool at Circuit Bar, are you fairly competitive?
Absolutely.
Guys need to know what they're up against.
Yeah. Bring it on.
Now, Josh, I believe on Sunday afternoon when you're at Club 80 from 3 o'clock, you're actually going to be as part of this is going to be a discussion panel on HIV rapid testing?
That is correct, yes.
So you'll be discussing some of the work that you've done. And I imagine people here will be discussing the clinic, which is going to open here.
Exactly. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so be a forum all about that process and some of my experiences that I've had, as well as talking about the new facility that we'll be opening.
Fantastic. Well, Josh, thank you for taking a moment out of your dinner this evening and having a chat with us.
No problem. It was very nice to have a chat.
Have a great time. Enjoy Melbourne in the middle of winter.
Thank you.
I'll try
to keep warm.
Look, I really think we should tell the listener, of course, that we did interrupt your dinner. So are you in the middle of a course?
Yeah, we just had appetizers, so mm-hmm. The main course is next.
Oh, super.
Yeah.
Well, look, as Jason was saying, thank you, and we hope you have a good time in Melbourne, and this weekend that you enjoy meeting the many guys that I'm sure are looking forward to meeting you.
And looking forward to trying to keep you warm.
Indeed.
Absolutely, yeah. They need to try to keep me warm. That would be great.
Josh, it's absolutely fantastic to talk to you tonight. Thanks so much for being available.
No problem. Thank
Cheers,
you
my dear.
Good
bye-bye.
Night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Of course, that was Josh West, and as he said, he's going to be appearing all over town. Well, on the correct side of town, the north side of town, he's going to be at Circuit Bar, as he said, tomorrow night. That's Friday night from 9 o'clock, shooting some pool, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night at the Laird Hotel, doing a bit of a demo, a leather demo.
I think it's a BDSM demo.
Oh, gorgeous. Well,
it's going to be very exciting.
Grey hankies will be in full abundance. And then on Sunday morning, he's going to do a bit of a meet and greet at Wet on Wellington. That's from 10 o'clock in the morning.
Now, I even hear that there's a chance to win his Speedos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Josh's Speedos?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. I think I better get down there. I can squeeze them onto one of my thighs. And then later, of course, as we just mentioned, at Club 80 from 3 o'clock in the afternoon, again in Collingwood, and that's going to be a bit of a forum, a bit of a discussion about HIV rapid testing, the San Francisco model, and talking about the model of the service, which is going to be opening on the north side of town in July, I think.
End of July, yeah.
End of July. We have another track for you. This is the track, Jason, that you have chosen. So we've had a track from Canada. We have had a track from Sweden. This is a track from, is it Arkansas? Did she come from?
I think it's Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee, that's it, Tom.
The Snowy Mountain. It's Snowy Mountain.
Indeed. Yeah. Who else could we be talking about? None other than, yep. That's right, listener, as you rush to the phone to join Joy, 1-300-JOY-949. Indeed, it is the woman herself. Let's hear her sing.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
Now, this is the Radiothon edition of Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and that was the fabulous Dolly Parton with 9 to 5. I'm sure everyone was bopping along to that track. Tex, it is time of year when we ask people to ring 1-300-JOY-949 and either become a member or renew their Joy membership. Have you renewed your membership?
Oh, indeed. And you know what? I forgot what I have done as well. Now, I renewed my membership at the start of the show, but I filled it in beforehand and said, right, this goes in as soon as our show starts. And I forgot to say that for the first 10 people who join or renew during this hour, I'll donate $10 up to $100. So, if you haven't already, get online, joy.org.au, or get on the phone.
Ring in so we know right away.
Indeed. Look, they are sitting there chattering at the moment and eating handfuls of lollies. So, 1-300-JOY-949, we'll get them busy and we'll get them taking down your details.
Now, we've just had a few announcements through our Facebook page, well on Joy 94.9, and we've got our executive director, Matt Dixon.
Matt, good on you, Matt.
He's renewed for his family.
Oh, fantastic.
And Warren as well has gone and renewed his.
Oh, dearie me.
Is that your Warren?
I think it might be Warren on the Gold Coast.
Ah,
oh,
Gold Coast.
You, darling. Well, a bit further up. Cairns. That's it, darling. Il Centro, big proud Joy sponsor. He donated to last year's Northside Bazaar, a weekend of accommodation. I actually got to speak to the person when they were in Cairns. He rang me up and said, oh, this is the person who bought this thing from the Northside Bazaar text. Say hello to them. I'm sure you know them. I didn't, but I'm sure they are proud Joy sponsors as well. Thanks, Warren, darling. What?
No, you just like didn't take a breath. I didn't want to cut you off, but it is that time of year. We are celebrating our diverse communities. Joy to the world. Radiothon 2013. Call our phone room now if you want to join or renew your membership. 1-300-JOY-949. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
This is the Radiothon edition, of course, as Colette Mann's just told you, of Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. Call now to join up or renew your membership. Just a reminder, it's $72 for a full membership. That's $1.50 a day, $36 concession.
$1.50 a week.
A week, yep. A week, $1.50 a week. So $36 concession is 75 cents a week. $22 if you're under 18. And $96 if you're a family, and if you're a business or an organisation, it's only $165. And once again, I'm very sad to report they might be flooding in online, but they are not flooding in on the phone, and those boys are eating handfuls of snakes. 1-300-JOY-949.
Now, we do need to make an apology to Warren. Warren, who we assumed was from Queensland, but is in fact Warren from Footscray. Thank you so much, Warren. For the membership.
Indeed, and I have to let you know that that last track, of course, was Jules Holland and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra singing When You're Smiling.
Where is he from?
He's actually from the UK.
We've crossed the pond.
So we have crossed the pond, and we're going to end, though, with later on with a song from Australia.
Ah,
so
lovely.
There you go. We'll get our Aussie content in.
Now, it is that time of the show when we like to talk about some things happening in and around the community. Very exciting ones. I think we might start one off with... we'll start with some advance notice for a very exciting event that's now in its third year.
Yes, indeed.
At the Laird Hotel. And it is Northside Bazaar.
Yep, it's coming up on Sunday the 15th of September. Now, it's a really easy day to remember. It's 101 days away. And you know how I know that, Jason? Because today it's 100 days to the election, federal election. So I know we'll get sick of it by then.
That means 99 days till my birthday.
Indeed it does. So you've got a celebration, and Jill's birthday, you've got a celebration coming up for Northside Bazaar, whether you've won or lost, on Sunday the 15th of September. Of course, it's Northside Bazaar. It happens at the Laird Hotel in Abbotsford, and it's raising funds for Joy 94.9 and the David Williams Fund, which is the charitable arm of the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. We're actually asking people right now to become a sponsor or to donate to the auction. There is a special website just for Northside Bazaar, so you can visit the website and get more details. The website address is easy, northsidebazaar.com, and we just have to point out that bazaar is spelt B-I-Z-Z-A-R-E. So northsidebazaar, all one word, .com.
It's a very exciting event. It's lots of fun.
Lots of fun.
I missed last year's because I was overseas, but I'm looking forward to...
You'll be here this year?
I will be here.
There are celebrities selling stuff. We've had Dolly Diamond,
Rachel Berger. And if I'm there, there'll be a celebrity there.
There'll be celebrities in the audience. I usually get up there and bang the gavel a bit.
I got sucked into the silent auction. Not the silent auction, but the loud auction, if you will.
The loud auction.
2 years ago.
And Joy, of course, do the barbecue in the best beer garden in the world. Well, in Australia, anyway.
And it's one of the... I can't remember if you pointed this out a moment ago, but it's one of the rare events where both men and women are allowed it.
I didn't point it out, but indeed it is. It's one of those days when the girls can come in and see where the boys play. And of course, the laird in the old days used to be mixed. When there was boot scooting and stuff happening, which Jason, for you, is line dancing. Okay,
thank you.
Boot scooting here in Australia.
something I
that's
clearly
the Northside Bazaar, Sunday the 15th of September, and we will be talking about it as it gets closer, and we'll get some people in to talk about it from the laird as well. Do you want to tell us about Enough? Enough is Enough?
Enough we've talked about many, many times. It's a fantastic website out of Living Positive Victoria. And it's a campaign that's all about encouraging people to share their stories about HIV-related stigma and discrimination, like Australian Olympian Jai Wallace and Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre's life member, Rachel Berger. They're both Enough ambassadors.
Indeed, actually, at this year's International AIDS Candlelight Memorial, which was in late May, which was held by Living Positive Victoria, Rachel Berger was inducted as the latest Enough ambassador. She got a little tiara, and she was very upset because she wanted a sash to go with it, so they promised to do her a sash as well. There are badges with the Enough messages available from locations all around town, including Joy Bars and, of course, other venues. Tell us about that, Jason.
It's a very exciting event that's happening next weekend, mm-hmm. and it's the first birthday for Helem, which is the Arab gay group. So on Saturday, the 15th of June, at the Eureka Hotel, they'll be celebrating their first birthday with live music, belly dancing, an Arabic DJ.
Belly dancing. Oh, fab.
Yes. So if you want more information... tickets are available only at the door, so get in quick.
Indeed. Now, Jason, this is the last... We're in the last 24 hours of the radiothon, you realise. Friday Drive, which is tomorrow, David and Sue are counting down the last minutes for this year's Joy to the World Radiothon. They're going to have a countdown television special starring music from the 70s and 80s. So don't miss it from 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock tomorrow. That's Friday afternoon. And then, this is one of my favourite shows, Sunday morning, Gordon, Paul and Sangeet, GPS, are celebrating their 6th anniversary. Now, catch Gordon, Paul and Sangeet for their usual fun and games from 7 till 9 on Sunday morning, and make sure you text in, email or buzz them and congratulate them on volunteering their time for 6 years straight, or maybe 6 years bent. They haven't missed one show in this time, so don't miss their anniversary this Sunday. Of course, you can go to the Joy website, joy.org.au, where you can join up online, but you can get more program highlights about all the delicious programs on Joy. Jason, it's about that time.
It is, and we've had another renewal. Mm-hmm. Some bloke named Jason.
Oh,
don't know who he
from
is.
Q.
Yeah.
Oh, central. He sounds lovely.
Oh, he's fabulous.
You know, we also had Tex from Reservoir. He renewed as well.
He's gorgeous.
Reservoir's growing. next, of course, we've got Hide and Seek with Andrew and Dean, their Radiothon edition. Thanks to everyone who joined up or renewed their membership during the show tonight or just during the week, all told. Next week, Adam and I will be on with our usual show, but keep on calling 1300-JOY-949 to help keep Joy on air. Now, we're finishing up tonight after these next messages with a song that we actually played last week, and it's unusual to play the same song twice, but it's Treaty by Yothu Yindi. And with great respect to the lead singer who passed on earlier this week, we're respecting his family's wishes, and in keeping with Indigenous culture, we won't be naming him, but you know the lead singer. He died this week. The song is absolutely sensational. We played it last week. We'd like to thank those underworked people in the phone room, Mark, Brent and Heath, and everyone else here at Joy who's been working so hard. We'll be back next week with another edition of Well, Well, Well. We'll speak to you then. Cheers and good night.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.